Sophia parted the curtains of maroon velour and ducked into the room. This was Devereux's new venue. She was greeted on the other side by Françoise, whose stout hand proffered a glass of hot tea. Sophia was familiar with this tea. It was brewed from a blend of black leaves and mushrooms, picked under the light of the full moon by Françoise's gnarled fingers, somewhere outside Paris, or so it was said. It had an hallucinogenic quality which enhanced the procedures. She held the glass in both hands to warm them. Françoise sat on a stool by the entrance, a samovar beside her, dosing the guests as they arrived. Sophia thanked her and would have talked more, but Françoise was extremely taciturn. She must have been in her 80s, an old peasant woman with crabapple cheeks and intelligent eyes. Her relationship with Devereux was unclear. They were rumoured to be lovers. Jean-Claude Devereux had the confidence and good looks of a film star, but instead of a career on the screen, he chose to perform occult rituals. He was very charismatic. She really didn't know him. No one did, but everyone knew of him. He was notoriously reclusive and mysterious. It was impossible to know whether he actually believed in the magical rituals he conducted, or if he was just making a performance out of them for some enigmatic reason of his own. But it didn't matter to her. She liked ambiguity. It gave a greater freedom to the imagination.